This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Batman, I've got your back. You know that. No. I can even say that.
Exactly.
Look at you. Look at what you did. You didn't write your plan from jump.
Oh, so having your back means letting you do the dumbest. Yeah. No matter what.
Who the f*** you calling dumb?
Calm down, bro. It's me. Your family. I've always got your back, even when you don't have your own. I don't want you to do something that you'll regret. I don't want you to...
I get it, bro. I'm sorry. Alright? I'm just pissed.
I know.
I trusted the guy.
I know. Look, it's over. I had the beef squashed. So, are we good?
Well, that's good still.
Ax! I knew it was you, you little.
Come in my yard, yeah? Come right in front of my daughter.
Bro, you f***ing tart!
Hey, Anne, haven't you had enough, man? I thought we were boys. Is this how you f***ing do me?
Yeah. Don't act dumb, bro. I know what you did. I would say own up to it like a man, but clearly that's asking for too much from a people like you. You thought you could get away with screwing me over?
The f*** are you talking about?
Thought I wouldn't know. Nah, I wasn't gonna let that slide. That could never be me. That's why I had to mess you up right in front of your daughter.
You're gonna fucking pay for that axe, I swear to God. You're dealing with.
Let's just leave this. Hey, guys, look, let's just leave this. All right, look, you messed up. He messed you up. All right, let's just leave this now and part ways before this gets any worse.
Nah. I don't like that threat.
Still. So come on, fucking do something. Come on, then. Now you haven't got your fucking boys to hide behind like the f*** you are.
I don't need them.
I beg you, man.
You should listen to him, Max. You don't want to end up like your dad.
What? No, you're good.
I got your back, remember?
I know you do. I got yours. I can handle this rap. By myself.
Stay with me. Max, stay with me, it's all right.
appreciate you taking the time to come down to speak with us. Miss Dyad.
Well, it's not like you guys gave me much of a choice. What do you guys want from me?
Honestly, we want to help you.
So I guess this is the good cop, and Smiley Joe over there is the bad cop. Don't you guys think it's time to get a new routine?
Do you think this is a joke or something, Omar? We're not your local PC plod coming for a quick chat. We're MI5, so keep joking around. See how that goes.
MI5, you guys are funny. Listen, sister.
I'm not your sister.
Mr. Ayad, I'll put it plainly to you. I don't want either of us to waste our precious time. You're here for a reason, as are we. We're here to protect this country and the people that live here from any potential terrorist threats. Now, at this moment in time, we have reason to believe that you are one of those threats. We want to give you the courtesy of explaining your side. Help you out.
What? Do you guys think I'm a terrorist?
No, not exactly. We just have reason to believe, through compelling evidence, that you have connections, shall we say, to terrorist organisations.
We also have strong evidence that proves your guilt in attempting to indoctrinate minors, imposing fundamentalist beliefs on them in an attempt to recruit them.
This is an absolute joke.
We just want to work with you to find out what's really going on. We're not the bad guys. Help us help you.
I thought I was a terrorist. Why would the MI5 want to help a terrorist? If you've got so much evidence, why am I still here?
It's to give you an opportunity to explain yourself, maybe even cut yourself a real good deal.
What do you even mean? I don't even know what the hell you want.
Axel Davis?
What?
Or as you used to call him, Ax. Based on our findings when running a background check on you, you and Ax were best buds. Isn't that right?
I don't know what he's got to do with this. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You see, on paper, as you are right now, to most, you'd seem like an ordinary guy. You teach young boys in a sixth form. Literature, as well. So you're obviously well-read, educated. Nothing out of the ordinary, right? But you and I both know that's not who you really are, Omar. You've got a dark past. Secrets that I'm sure would make your new persona crumble to the ground if they were let out.
Don't we all, right?
Not like yours. Not all of us are best friends with the main enforcer of a notorious East London gang, after all. Being Axe's best friend, you must have found yourself in a lot of shady business. Business where you'd hurt a lot of people.
That was 14 years ago. And yeah, Axe done some bad things, but he wasn't a bad guy. I still don't know what this has got to do with anything.
Man, what's good, bro? Hey, where you man been?
I'm waiting here for time. I thought we were supposed to link up at 10.
Yeah, sorry about that, bro. We just thought you wanted to lift cool.
No way!
Wait, bro, there's more still.
Bro, did you guys nick this sh?
Yeah, bro. From that fresh guy down the road, Len. I swear, I wish you could have seen this brother running after us. It was so jolt, bro. Man was screaming at us and everything. Hey, you bloody thieves, come back, eh? Come back.
You two are jokes, man.
Yo.
One sandwich?
I said don't come back here until I've seen the money. I don't want to see your face again
until you paid the money.
Get out of here.
Yo. If that don't pay up by tonight, you let me know, yeah?
All right.
Is that your mum?
Huh?
Don't act dumb, bruv. Did you just ignore your mum's call?
Yeah, man. She's been on my case lately, bro. I can't be asked for that shit in the morning, man.
She's your mum. Of course she's on your case. She cares about you. I wish I could say the same for my mum.
Yeah, all mine.
Nah, it ain't like that, man. Look, I'll holler at her later. I can't be dealing with that now.
You be good to her, bro. She don't deserve none of that behavior. She's good to you. That old bear man will come knock you out.
Yeah, hanging up. All right. Is it? All right, come on.
Mr. Ayad, so you've been teaching for 4 years now, correct?
Sounds that way.
So you've had the pleasure of teaching many young men, shaping their minds.
So what?
Well, how would you describe your job, Mr. Ayad?
You've never been to school, Agent?
Well, we've never been to a school where our English literature teacher recommends multiple Islamic lectures to watch, including the works of known extremists.
Yeah, sometimes I do like to speak about Islam with other Muslim students, but it's not like I'm telling them to watch Osama bin Laden's vlogs.
Do you remember a particular student by the name of Yunus Azimi?
Yeah, I think I told him about 2 years ago.
Well, seems you had a big influence on him. Some reports even suggest that you were one of his role models. Do you agree with that observation?
Look, I'm not anyone's role model. I just care about these guys. I see them struggling, and I try and help them.
Help them out how? What do your religious beliefs have to do with teaching Shakespeare to a bunch of teenagers?
Quite a lot, actually. It's because of the religion I am who I am today. It saved me. If it wasn't for the religion, I don't think I would have made it past my 30s. If I see them going down a certain track in life, I cannot just sit back and do nothing. I want to try and help them make the right choices.
It's interesting you said it like that. Seeing someone, well, go down a certain track. I can relate to that, Mr. Ayad. I've seen so many people just like you go down a certain track. And just like you want to help your students, we want to help you.
Looks like the old days aren't so long gone after all, huh? What sort of teacher would post such a violent image on their personal social media account?
Mr. Ayad, I implore you to please take this very seriously. Possession of an illegal weapon is a serious...
This is me, yeah, doing target shooting in Canada. We all do it.
Well, see, now that you've spoken to us, we have a better understanding of the situation, Mr. Ayad. At the end of the day, we want what's best for the people of this country. And whether you believe it or not, that does include you.
Hey, Omo. How's that teacher doing? What's his name, bro? The one teacher who's always bugging, man. Mr. Rocco-san.
Mr. Stone.
Yeah.
He's still a clown, man. He's always on my case. You traumatized him, bro.
Hold up. Why Stone always on your case? You're a brainiac.
Nah, man, not even.
What are you talking about?
Allow school, allow books, allow exams, allow all of that. All that Shakespeare crap, it's all bullshit. And I'm never gonna get a job that's gonna feed me like moving stash with you.
Who told you I want you moving stash with me? Ain't none of us got a brain like yours, bruv. We actually got all odds against us. Ain't just a matter of lacking education for us, bruv. I walk into an interview, all they're gonna see is a black hood rat.
Yeah, when I walk in, all they're gonna see is Omar Ayad, and they ain't gonna hire me.
That might be true, if it weren't for your intelligence, bruv. And I ain't seeing it right now, bro. Talking nonsense to me, bro.
Man, what's your problem? We've been through life together. We've done bad together. I'm in the game with you.
Nah, I don't want you with me, Omar. Piss me off now, bro.
What do you mean, bro? You don't want me with you. I thought it was your boy.
Exactly. You're more than my boy, Omar. You're my brother. I swear down, if you don't realize what you're actually capable of, make a good life for yourself. If you want to be a bum like me and the rest of my crew, I'll mess you up, bro. Look, ain't even about you no more. You're a genius. Nah, I've seen you at school. Even when you're chilling with me and the boys, the way you talk ain't like us. You ain't telling me you wanna throw all that away just to bang out road like your boys. Not for me. Not for your mom, not for yourself. Think about all our boys who are gone. Our boys, with hopes and dreams. Life crippled them until they're forced into the game. Then there's you. You have a choice that most of us don't have. You wanna act a fool? I don't just want better for you, Omar. I know you can do better. Ain't just some dream or false hope for you. It's real. And I want to see it for myself. And if you flop me, I'll kill you myself. Yeah. Promise me. Promise me you won't waste your life.
Promise. You're actually so jarring sometimes.
Miss Riot, I appreciate that this can be strenuous and tiring. But the sooner we get to the conclusion of this interrogation, the sooner we can all...
Hey. Look, it's just us two now, right?
So what?
Now that she's left the room, hopefully you'll be more willing to cooperate.
Cooperate? I've been cooperating all day.
Look, I feel like we've made a bit of a misstep. I don't think you're a national threat. In fact, I think this is all just one big misunderstanding.
Congratulations. I think that's the first smart thing you've said all day.
I like you, Mr. Ryan. You're a good guy, I can tell. We need people like you to help fight the real fight out there.
Get out of my way. Stop right now. What the hell is going on here?
I tried to tell her to wait, but
she has a name. And she has every right to be here during your legally subversive interrogation.
Sorry, who are you?
Amira Ayad, Omar Ayad's legal advisor.
Wait, Ayad is in...
Look, my personal relationship to the client is irrelevant here. What is relevant is the law and my client's rights. First of all, contrary to how you have made it appear to Omar, he's not in police custody and is therefore free to leave without answering any of your questions. A right that I'm sure you failed to make clear and essentially dismissed during your extraction of him from the workplace.
Inside, we assure you.
This so-called interrogation is nothing more than an intimidation tactic used to extract as much information from naive victims of your facade. Show's over. I believe I made myself clear enough. Yalla bina.
Well, guys, it's been fun.
What the hell just happened?
These people, man, I swear to God, they have absolutely no shame. I can't tell you the amount of times they've dragged some miskeen Muslim from his work or from his home, made him feel like he's some criminal, and then tried to pry into his life like the bloody leeches that they are. I don't know what you're laughing about, bro. They're in your life now. This isn't the last you're gonna hear from them, believe me.
Yeah, it's okay, Anne.
How can you even say that? All right, it's one thing seeing innocent Muslims go through this every day, all right? That's hard enough. But for it to happen to my own brother, I swear to God, I can go back in there and wring their scrawny, conniving necks, especially a binted kalf.
Even if they do come back one more time, they're not going to be a match for the formidable Amira Ayad, huh?
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. I'm so angry.
How did you even know I was in there?
Yasmin called me. I swear to God, Omar, you're just stressed. I'm going to die at a very young age because of you.
You gotta admit, though, I make your life much more interesting, huh?
Yeah, well, why can't you make it interesting by being a millionaire or something?
Yes, you can scrounge off me, my friend, huh?
Moving on, though, to another crime story today, and new Home Office figures have revealed that 6,000 crimes were
solved every day last year, with just 6%
times they've said they're going to stop these knives being on the street. And again, it's almost like the
bully dogs, isn't it? Guys, I know he's handsome, but let's cut the staring, yeah? Otherwise, I'm going to have to start charging you for meet and greets with Mr. Persons of Interest here. Bruh. Tough room.
What happened, Omar? Why did feds bust through your classroom to drag your lanky self to go have a chat with the MI5?
Look, man, they've just been doing what they've been doing to Muslims for decades. They either ruin your life or try and get you to ruin someone else's life.
What, like, spy? A snitch?
Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Omar. I wasn't expecting to see you here today. Especially so early.
Well, you know me, full of surprises.
Omar, I think I need to have a word with you. Ibs? I don't think it's the best idea to have you come back to school straight away after your predicament with the law.
There wasn't a predicament with the law. It was just one big misunderstanding.
Even so, I think it best that we have a cool down period. Take a few days off and return to work when things have settled.
That's some BS, man.
I ain't leaving. What are they gonna do? Are they gonna fire me for doing my job? I ain't leaving.
So glad to hear. Look at you. You're a bad boy, huh?
Are you, man? There's no way Omar's coming back, bro.
That's what you need to do.
Don't be like that, Driss. He's actually safe.
Yeah, and if he does come back, then he's getting mad respect from me for dealing with them dudes.
Well, if he's not about that life, I'm telling you. What do you even know about that life, bro?
What if he can roll?
Yo, dangerous.
What?
And I tell you, boy, to sit back down.
You better sit back down before I show you how far away from that life you really are, bro.
Why don't all you gangsters take a seat? Omar, you're back.
Of course I am.
Nah, it's just that we thought some of them pigs had you bagged or something.
Bagged? Bagged for what?
Come on, Omar. You're not fooling us. You're in the game, we can tell. You're not like the other teachers. You're drawn up. You're like us. You're certy.
Certy? Now, that was my past, and I'm not about that life anymore. I don't consider it to be certy. I was mad when the police came and interrogated me.
Yeah, we were too, man. I mean, I was chanting free my guy Omar all day.
I don't think you understand. The very thing that got me out of that life is why they interrogated me in the first place. Sometimes, if you don't conform to the dominant Western ideal, to the dominant ethic of the West, sometimes if you're a little bit different, if you have what they would call, you know, your cultural baggage that you bring with you, that you're going to face trouble. Sometimes you can just be stopped by the police because of the color of your skin. Sometimes you're going to be tracked by the intelligence services because you built a clock for your school project and they think it's some kind of a bomb or something like that. And that's not a life that we choose.
That is a life that we are forced to live by.
Gosh, I tell ya. Feels like ages since I've seen your Uncle Georgie. God, he's been so busy lately with his new job and that.
What job?
His job with the MLBA. Aaron, you really need to pay attention when I speak to you.
Oh, I remember. ML, whatever.
What's your problem?
Nothing.
You don't want to see my brother?
Obviously, I want to see Uncle George, Mum.
And what is it?
Nothing!
Oh, that must be him.
Hello, Harry.
Hi, Uncle George.
So what's been happening, Jax? Anything new?
Well, Harriet's in her last year GCSE.
Go on, girl. Gonna make us all proud you are, aren't you? Great head on them shoulders you got. And how's it been in the block? God, I hope they move you somewhere a bit nicer, so.
Oh, ain't that bad, George? We've got some lovely neighbours. Well, except...
Except what?
Got this neighbour next door. He's always making noise and chanting his prayer in there.
You ain't got one of them living next door to you, have you?
One of them?
You know, babe, Muslims.
What's wrong with Muslims? A lot of mum ain't for Muslims.
It ain't the people themselves. I'm sure if it weren't for that cult religion, they'd all be decent, hard-working people. You just can't see past the fact that they affiliate with that religion.
What do you know about their religion? Harriet! George has devoted years of his life learning about Islam. I think he knows what he's talking about.
It ain't just me who thinks it, babe. My YouTube channel's got 50,000 followers, and they all think that Islam is a threat to this country.
50,000? Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, look.
I went to a freedom of speech march, right? Down in Central. And halfway through the rally, I stood up and done a speech for the MLBA. It's got nearly a million views already.
And I can't tell you how grateful I am to the thousands of you that turned up in support of us. And in defiance of this backwards ideology that's dead set on ruining this great country of ours.
There's something to say, Harry.
No, not really.
Go on, you're all right.
I just think you've got it all wrong. And saying you ain't a racist don't mean you ain't a racist. You can't just say that and think it allows you to... Stop it, Harriet!
Look, Harry, I just want to protect everything that I love, yeah? I want us to live in a Britain where we all tolerate each other, where they can integrate with us and accept our beloved British values. I don't hate Muslims, babe. If anything, they hate me. And you. And your mum and everyone else. I'm just going to nip to the loo, yeah?
You remember where it is?
Yeah.
That was incredibly rude, Harriet. You don't use that language in my ass, you hear? Oh, but blatant fascism is welcome. Don't you dare call my family fascists. You watch your mouth.
What the hell is this doing in your room?
Don't go quiet on me now, Harry. What are you doing with a copy of the Quran?
I was just having a look through it.
What is there to look at? This book don't belong in here. You keep it outside, okay?
Who gave it to you, Harry?
Her mum. Listen, George, we ain't like that, all right? Our neighbour thought it'd be funny or something.
Your neighbour? What, that neighbour? Right.
No! Uncle George! Uncle George, just leave.
Shut your mouth now. You've caused enough trouble. What?